sports from last night and everything you need going into today. It's the Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
If I were you, I'd quit talking right now.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back, hour number two. Glad to have you with us. Friends at Pro Flowers want to tell you that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. I don't know if you knew that or not, but Pro Flowers has you covered in case you haven't done anything yet. We are 1 week away from Valentine's. Now, Pro Flowers makes it easy. You can order like a pro and find that perfect bouquet at the perfect price with that 7-day freshness guaranteed. These are freshly cut, carefully packaged. Express delivery means the flowers are there. They arrive in perfect condition, and she's going to love them. You're going to send flowers anyway. Why not do it through Pro Flowers? Valentine's Day, again, right around the corner. If you hurry, you can get a dozen red roses with a free glass vase for just $24.99. Plus shipping and handling. You just go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, upper right-hand corner, enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, to choose the perfect gift, perfect roses for the perfect price. That's proflowers.com. Click on that microphone, enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, and order those today. Hour number two with Zach Orr. Hour three, we'll start with Paul Strilo. Clemson beats Georgia Tech last night 65-42. 23-point win on the road. Marquise Reed, 19 points. Scara and Sims had 13 points apiece. Eli got in foul trouble again. Had texted a couple of buddies of mine last night saying that the biggest difference in Eli and Wilt Chamberlain, besides 100 points a game, is that Chamberlain never fouled out of a game, and that Eli, if he breathes on somebody, they call a foul. A couple of tough calls last night. Now, some of his fouls are dumb fouls, but a couple of tough calls last night. He got in foul trouble. Clemson still wins. Great defense for the Tigers. Told you, Dabo said yesterday, Niles Pinckney and Jordan Williams out for the spring. Also, Logan Cash had emergency appendectomy surgery. He could be back before spring practice starts. And Garrett Williams, looks like the tight end is going to go into the military rather than coming back for his senior campaign. Which leads me to two things. One is our rankings according to rivals.com and according to 247. So are you ready, Mr. Orr 24? These are the final rankings according to rivals.com and 247. They had rivals, by the way, had Georgia number one. Georgia closing strong with a nice steal from Auburn yesterday, with George Pickens, the wide receiver, going to Georgia, overtaking Alabama, who's number two, LSU three, Texas 4, Oklahoma 5, A&M 6, Oregon 7. Now, they had Florida moving up ahead of Clemson. Florida 8, Clemson 9, and Michigan 10. 11 through 15, Penn State, Tennessee, Auburn, Notre Dame, and Florida State. 16 is Nebraska. The Gamecocks moved up to 17 yesterday. Southern Cal 18, Washington 19, Arkansas 20. 21 through 25, Ohio State drop, man. Ole Miss, is that going to be a sign for Ryan Day, or they can get back in good shape? Ohio State number 21.
Oh, that'd be great. What number?
21.
Mm.
Ole Miss 22.
One more time? What was Ohio State?
21.
Love it.
Ole Miss 22, Stanford 23, Mississippi State 24, Virginia Tech 25. What do you have against Ohio State?
I mean, I don't have any. There's no love lost for Ohio State.
Really?
I didn't know you were an Ohio State apologist.
I'm not an apologist. I'm saying that you hate them all of a sudden for some reason. They're the Ohio State University.
Yeah, oh, the Ohio State. I didn't know you were such a fan.
Oh, yeah. Hang on, Sloopy.
The horseshoe, right?
Right.
It's exciting.
NC State was 28. Kentucky was 30. North Carolina was 31. Missouri, 34. Miami, 35. Virginia, 39. Georgia Tech, 43. Duke, 47. Pittsburgh 50, Vanderbilt tied with 50 with Pittsburgh. Wake Forest 59, Boston College 60. And is that it? Is it for the ACC? So that's the rivals.com. 247, this is their composite ranking. They have Alabama 1, Georgia 2. So flip-flop those two. Texas 3, A&M 4, LSU 5. They have Oklahoma 6, followed by Oregon, Michigan, and Florida. Clemson 10 in this one. Auburn is 11, followed by Tennessee, Penn State, Ohio State, Notre Dame. Florida State 16, Washington 17, Southern Cal 18, South Carolina 19 in this one. Nebraska 20. 21 through 25 is Stanford, Ole Miss, Arkansas, Mississippi State, and Purdue. Virginia Tech is at 26. Miami's at 28. NC State at 29. Florida, North Carolina at 32. Kentucky at 34. Missouri at 36. Virginia 39. Pretty similar. Duke 45. Pretty similar for those rankings. But it leads me to this, Mr. Orr 24. And you got to be careful here. But yesterday when George Pickens previously committed to Auburn and was committed to Auburn for 500 days, signed with Georgia yesterday. What are you laughing at?
The text, but go ahead, Georgia.
I didn't see the text. What did the text say?
Kelly Bryant wouldn't have been a heck of a tight end.
I saw that.
George Pickens, 500-day commitment, signed with
Georgia.
Georgia.
And now this tweet was eventually taken down, but defensive lineman Quinnis Miller hinted that Auburn needs to start writing checks or keep or losing out on top talent. He said, now this is a current defensive lineman.
Who said this?
Auburn defensive lineman Quinnis Miller.
Okay.
Had laughing so hard, crying emoji. You familiar with this one?
Yeah. Would you demonstrate it or?
He puts that, then he says, knew this was coming, dot, dot, dot. You don't pronounce the dots, they're just in there for effects. Better stop paying and drop that check. Everybody else doing it. Better stop playing and drop that check. Everybody else doing it. So he's speaking to Auburn here saying, we better start paying players because everybody else is doing it. Receiver Anthony Swartz tweeted an emoji of money bags after the announcement. They deleted that, but then Swartz did leave this tweet up that said, just know we know.
Listen, we've talked about this on the show a couple of times where we say a fan base loses a player to an opposing fan base or an opposing team.
Yeah.
And they paid them.
That's the number one answer.
They paid them.
If you ever lose anybody, nobody's ever lost a player because the other players like the other team, but yeah, it's always they paid them.
Little boy got bought.
Right.
But maybe in this particular instance, you have a player who was committed for 500 plus days. That is over a year. And at the last second, he decommits and signs with a rival program.
Because
he likes it better?
I'm going to advance it farther than that.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to advance it farther than that.
What's the old saying where there's smoke, there's fire?
Well, I don't know.
Is that right? Am I mistaken in that?
In this case, let me advance it farther than that. Then I'll come back to your generalization.
Oh, boy.
He was supposed to sign with Tennessee.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, boy.
It was supposed to be Tennessee. And then it went Georgia.
That's called leverage.
I don't know, man.
That's called leverage, my man.
Again, anytime any school loses, the fans will say, hey, you got paid. This is different.
Why?
Because these are two players saying, knew this was coming. Better stop playing and drop that check. Everybody else is doing it. Then a tweet just with money bags, the emoji with money bag. Then the tweet, just know we know. Normally, these are things that come from fans, right? Normally, fans are, you know, you never see a coach really talk about accuse anybody of anything. Do you? And when's the last time we heard that? We saw anything like that?
I don't recall any time. Right.
Fans do it every day. Anybody that watches any of the fan stuff, then I'm going to accuse you. I'm Andy Albee. I'm Auburn Andy, whatever, from Opelika. And I'm going to come on here and say, hey, Georgia cheating. They stole George Pickens, right? That happens every day. No one, that's not news when it happens.
But
maybe.
When recruits, when players.
And current players.
Are going, just know we know.
Yeah. Money bags, just know we know, and we better stop playing and drop that check here like everybody else is doing. If I'm an Auburn fan, I feel pretty good because Miller apparently isn't getting paid.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
If you're Miller, it takes a pretty gutsy deal. If you're getting paid, it takes a gutsy deal to say, we knew this was coming. Better stop playing and drop that check. Everybody else is doing it. That seems to me that he's not getting paid, right? If you're getting paid, you pretty much just keep your mouth shut. So if you're an Auburn fan, you feel pretty good about that, right? That we're not paying players. But you don't feel good about losing players, especially the University of Georgia. And
how much stuff have we heard about that program in Athens that we can't say on air because there's no way to prove any of it's happening?
As Larry Munch would say, gobs. It's almost like they don't even care, man. It's like, okay, yeah. What are you going to do?
There's no way to prove it right now.
What are you going
to
do?
And then they turn around. Well, Clemson's doing the same thing. You got that church up there.
Yeah. Yeah. Because that's how that works normally.
You got that church up there.
It isn't Cam Newton's church.
How do you think they got all those players signing in December?
Yeah.
Venmo goes quick. Heard that one yesterday.
There's ways that you get players. If a guy flips late, that kind of stuff. You know, that's where all that comes from. A little bit of it. So, again, if these guys don't tweet this, I don't say one word about this on the air, right? I'm not going to take it up from Andy from Opelika.
No.
Because he's accusing Georgia cheating.
And as a texter gets in, are we actually believing Auburn's the clean program here?
I mean, look, I'm just trying to put oh ye of the jury over there, right?
It wasn't too long ago, if I recall.
Oh, I told you what a coach told me about Auburn, is that every 10 years they get tired of losing to Alabama, they go cheat, win a national championship, and they go on probation. That's just what Auburn does. But right now it looks like if – is Miller a great player there? Does he play a ton there? I don't know this. I know he's a highly recruited guy. What class was he in, by the way?
I don't recall.
Auburn in this class, according to Rivals.com, number 13 in the country. But I think you could say, Zach, that if he's saying in that tweet, doesn't it appear like he's not getting paid at least? Maybe the other 114 players of football get paid. He doesn't look like he's getting paid. And it doesn't look like Anthony Swartz is getting paid either, right?
It wouldn't appear so.
You'd be crazy to if you were getting paid to accuse somebody of paying the players, right?
You'd be crazy to do that.
A Twitter user and a Georgia fan responded with a crying baby gif to Swartz. What does that get off the phone? Because I'm telling him this one. Sources laid it out there for him. Interesting to see. Interesting to see what Gus Malzahn would say about this or what. I'd love to be on the Auburn beat today saying, Coach, a couple of your players are accusing George of cheating. What do you say about that? What do you think, Gus? Hey, but Swartz, a Georgia fan responded with a crying baby gif. To which he responded, Swartz, the player, the wide receiver responded, quote, when Justin Fields left, .. What's that mean?
I don't know. But I love it.
when Justin Fields left.
I love dissecting random social media accounts.
This isn't random. These are SEC football players that are tweeting back and forth to Georgia fans about cheating. I like this, man.
Yeah.
What? It's a big deal, right? What's the commissioner saying now? Look, I don't know who got paid what. I don't know if anybody got paid. I don't know if Auburn or Georgia, anybody's paid anybody. But when you have players of schools accusing another conference school of paying players, I think that's pretty doggone fascinating to me. Let me get T-Squared in here, 654 Roar. T-Squared, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? And I'm a lady.
Oh, I like it, T-Squared. What is T-Squared? Well, you don't have to tell us what it stands for. I like T-Squared. That's very cool. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. Thanks for hanging on, too. Oh,
no problem. So I got a couple of things. I think it is super fresh that any player from Auburn is going to talk about somebody being paid. Now, maybe he's too young to remember the scam situation. How many thousands of dollars did his daddy rake in over bringing him up when he got kicked out of Florida?
It wasn't a couple of hundred. I think it was a couple hundred thousand. Yeah, to his church. Yeah.
It was up there.
Right.
Number two, the Laramie Tunsil situation when Georgia said he got paid to go to Ole Miss, it later came out he got paid after he did his whole, gas mask with smoking dope situation.
Oh, yeah.
And then number three, I don't know that Georgia flips George Pickens if Hardman, Ridley, and Nada had not declared early. What do you think?
I think that the opportunity arose. The depth chart looks different with the, especially the wide receivers part of it, leaving there. There's no doubt that the depth chart definitely looked different. I think that's a great point. That Georgia had a better story to tell George Pickens about their depth chart after the NFL draft, early enrollee guys, early declaration guys. No doubt about that. No doubt.
But that's all I want to contribute. I'm on my way to work. Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, T-Square. Call more often. Good to hear from you. Let me be clear to our Georgia friends. I don't know if the guy got paid or not. And again, if George Pickens flips yesterday, then we talk about the George Pickens flip.
Can we just talk about how measured, calm, confident, and cool that call was?
She was great.
My goodness.
And you know what? She made great logic. It was great sense. Because the depth chart does look different, right?
She can take our jobs.
Well, she probably makes a lot more doing her job than she doesn't. She wouldn't want our job. If George Pickens just flips yesterday, that's the story. He flipped. But when two Auburn players accuse you of cheating, I think that's a story. We'll talk much more about it. Get your thoughts on it after a short break. Hey, my friends at Kiwi Financial Group want to tell you about what's going on and Greg Wells and what he can do for you. The Kiwi Financial Group, they know that a lot of your investments in a volatile market, in a volatile investment type situation, a lot of these things can be pretty confusing and you need expertise to help you along the way. Well, because he's an independent advisor, he can do some more things for you. For instance, you can invest in some real estate, some rental properties right here, maybe in Clemson, or some other businesses right here in Clemson with the market growing right now. I love this idea that there's different ways to go about it. So as an independent advisor, not only can you do with the stocks and bonds and mutual funds, but alternative investments, insurance solutions or Social Security maximization planning or retirement income planning or college planning or estate planning. They have all these solutions for you with the great expertise. Greg's been doing this since 1996. He's seen it all. So they're on a mission to have a positive influence on their clients' lives, and they're doing it every single day at 402 Pendleton Road right there in Clemson, right next door to Max Drive-In. Call them today at 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or you can go to KiwiFG.com. That's KiwiFG, Kiwi Financial Group, KiwiFG.com. We'll take a break. We'll come back. If you're on hold, hang on. Your phone call's right after this.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
At CarMax, when we say we buy all the cars, we mean it. Over the last 20 years, we've purchased millions of cars from coast to coast. In the last year alone, we bought a mountain of Mercuries, an armada of Nissans, a ton of Titans, an ocean of Pacificas, and a sea of Siennas. Not to mention a few Hellcats and a couple of Tornadoes. So no matter what you're selling, CarMax is buying. And we'll buy your car even if you don't buy ours. CarMax. We buy all the cars.
When seconds count, a coach must have a team that can perform. The Tigers certainly proved that in the national championship game. You can expect the same from Priority One Security's local monitoring station. Break-ins happen in a matter of seconds. Well-trained, highly skilled operators' rapid response makes all the difference between a break-in and an attempted break-in. Trust in local monitoring from Priority One.
See us on the web at priority1security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Cars cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford, and it's never been more true than February. This month, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any documented out-the-door price from any upstate dealer. You heard me right. Any new car, truck, SUV, George Coleman Ford will meet or beat any dealer's price. See my friends at George Coleman Ford in Travelers Rest and save big. Applies only to in-stock inventory, offers within 5 business days, price matches before applicable rebates.
GEICO presents eyewitness interviews with inanimate objects.
This is Brian Bruno, live on the scene of a recent windstorm, here to describe the event, the Chest of Drawers.
There's a storm howling outside, so I thought I'd stay in and watch a rom-com. 5 minutes into the flick, a tree branch slams through the window.
Were you hurt?
I just got a scratch on my chest.
Your Chest of Drawers can't help you in a windstorm, but the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you get covered for personal property damage. Call GEICO to see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
The Mickey Beiler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Who is responsible for this?
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. This next week coming up is Valentine's Day, and you don't want to miss out. Share something great with your Valentine's and make her feel especially special. And even, you know, the great thing about giving strawberries is you kind of sneak one for yourself. So it's kind of it's like a gift that gives keeps on giving back to you. Never go wrong with Sherry's Berries, these huge strawberries dipped in milk, dark white chocolate, with the something she's going to fall in love with, the decadent toppings, the chocolate chips, the swizzles. She's going to love all this. The taste is great. And now it can be the perfect companion to a candlelight dinner, a bouquet of flowers, or a night out on the town. This is Valentine's Day easy. And it arrives fresh with a 100% Sherry's Berries guarantee. I get mine in, and they're packed, and it feels great. That's our friends at Sherry's Berries. Now, again, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. It's next week. Make sure you get this and get this done on time today. Send her the perfect Valentine's Day gift of her dreams at the price of your dreams, starting at just $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Plus, order now and make Valentine's Day really special by adding a dozen red roses for just $19.99 more. And those are shipped with your Sherry's Berries at no extra charge. How do you do this? You go to berries.com. click on the microphone, enter my promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y, at the checkout. That's B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Or click on the microphone when you get there and enter the promo code Mickey, M-I-C-K-E-Y. To our phone lines, Northern Communication phone line, 654-ROAR. Boogie is in Columbia. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing? Uh-oh. Hey, Boogie. Got to do the Boogie down. Boogie 1, Boogie 2, Boogie 3. Call me back, Boogie. Missed him there a little bit. Sorry about that. During the break, you made a statement of like who's clean and who's not clean. To me, it's pretty simple. I don't think that you will ever stop a rogue booster from doing something stupid. Is that fair?
Sure.
You got 100,000 fans.
Well, to an extent, I guess, right? You can't stop it at all.
No.
We're just telling me we're going to throw our hands up and go, this is happening.
No. You can send them printed material, stuff online, educate them. Now, once you find out that they're doing it, you can disassociate yourself. And say, you can't buy season tickets, you can't give to our booster fund anymore. My point is, I think that every school in the country, I don't know if every school in the country, I wouldn't be shocked. Who's the cleanest football program in America right now?
I have no idea. I mean, you could argue Clemson, I guess.
Let's say a team that's like Wake Forest.
Yeah.
Wake Forest is not going out and buying players, right?
If they are, they're doing a horrible job.
But would you be shocked if some bank tycoon, is that the right word?
Mm-hmm.
Some multimillionaire is giving players money. He's a Wake Forest guy. He's a banker. He lives in Winston-Salem, and he's and he really likes football. And so he has the guys over to the house and they go out to the lake and he gives them $1,000 in cash and he, you know, lets them borrow the boat at any point in time and helps them with a car payment. Would that shock you?
Yes.
That would shock you?
Yeah.
Why?
So Wake Forest is awful.
It's not having to do with awful or not awful. These are people and human beings wanting to be close to the program. You got jock sniffers, man. We want to be close. I want to do everything I can. Hey, I've got this, the freshman quarterback, Hartman, whatever. Hey, guess what? Brags to his friends. Guess what, man? Me and Hartman went on a lake this weekend. We went boating and I gave him and his mom needed some money, so I gave him some money. I think every program in the country, put it this way, I don't think everybody's doing it. I wouldn't be shocked if that happened. I think who's like a really, really, really clean, clean, clean program. Wake Forest is a great example of it. That wouldn't shock me. You're not going to stop. If you got 20,000 fans, one out of every 20,000 people is just going to be an idiot. To me, the difference is when it is a systemic issue and when you have coaches knowing about it and players knowing about it, families knowing about it, that, you know, this kind of stuff goes on. That, hey, you might want to call this guy. This guy's going to be coming to see you. Or this guy, you know, be looking out if you get a phone call from this guy. You know, that kind of stuff. That's different to me. I don't put it this way, too. I don't think that a lot of schools, I'd be surprised if there's more than a handful of schools out there that the coaches are taking money and giving an envelope to a player. I do have a good story for you. This is a true story. When I had my recruiting magazine, I'm not going to mention this kid's name just to protect him, but he was a Division I starting, maybe even all-conference offensive player.
Sure.
But he loved recruiting. As a matter of fact, he would call me all the time asking about players. A really nice kid. I met him at a game. He was in his senior year in the Georgia Dome. They would have these season kickoff things. And, you know, five games on Saturday. Start at 10 a.m. You play at 10 and 1 and 4 and 7 and 9, whatever. And so he was at one of these. And he's this massive dude. And I recognized him. And I came to him and said, hey, man, you know, put you in a magazine, whatever. So he wanted my number. He started calling me. Hey, man, where's this guy going? Where's this guy going? And he went to an SEC school, and I think he made it all SEC.
You can't tell me where he went?
Eh. not important.
Yeah, it is.
We hear the story and you don't want to be important.
West or east?
East. So he tells me, I probably talk to him every 2 weeks, something like that. Just calling up and said, hey, man, this is what this guy told me. What's this guy telling you? You know, where's this guy going? Anyway, he's a nice kid. And he said, hey, do you have this coach's number? I don't have his number. I said, why? He goes, well, he left his jacket over here. When I had his coach's number. He was an SEC coach. The SEC's got his number. I gave it to him. And the guy calls back. He says, what was all that about? Next time I talked to him, what was all that about? He goes, well, a coach came by. Back then, you could do visits in the fall. You could do start. I think it's December the 1st. Actually, the winter. In December the 1st, you could have weekly visits. They still do this. Weekly visits, in-home visits. And he goes, man, it's crazy because the day was 65 degrees. And he goes, this guy's not a very big guy, but he had this double X coat from his school that he wore in my house. And it was like 65 or whatever. And he goes, and he left it here at my house. And left a hat and all kind of stuff at my house. And I was like, hey, coach. He called him and said, hey, man, you left your jacket out. He says, you know what, man, I'll get that later. Jacket didn't fit him. He carried it in. Accidentally left it on the couch. Accidentally. And it just happened to fit the player. Didn't fit the coach. But just happened to fit the player. I think that kind of stuff happens, right? Oh, I accidentally left my hat here. I don't think they accidentally leave envelopes full of money, though. Are you following me on this? Is that making any sense?
I'm with you.
Can you believe that a coach would accidentally leave a sweatshirt?
I've heard those kind of stories a couple of times.
Okay, yeah. That's fine.
Yeah.
Do you think that there are Division I football coaches right now, more than 10 maybe, Division I football coaches right now that are accidentally leaving envelopes full of thousands of dollars at players' houses? Because I don't.
More than 10?
Yeah. I don't believe that's happening. I don't think that's a widespread.
I think it's a close number.
I just don't think that's a deal. More, but I do think there's more than 10 coaches out there who know the boosters, who happen to get the addresses, who happen to get the where the mom works, where the dad works, who happen to know what the payments are for the car, who happen to know. I do believe that happens.
Sure.
Can you see how, in my mind, it's different for a rogue booster? There's nothing you can do about a rogue booster that is not involved in your program, doesn't hang out with your program, doesn't call your coaches. That's going to happen everywhere. If it happened at Clemson today, at South Carolina today, if the state paper named Clemson or South Carolina or Georgia or Florida or Florida State or Notre Dame and they said, oh, there's a big scandal that this booster made car payments for in a truck. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Anywhere. You're not going to stop that.
Can we get boosters at the station here to make car payments for us?
If you really love the show,
mm-hmm.
you can make Zach Gore's car payment.
Yeah, you can if you want.
You got to be a big fan to do that.
It's fine.
If you're, making your new will out,
mm-hmm.
you can always include Zach and Kristen Orr in your will and doing that. But you see, I think there's a difference in a rogue booster and a coach knowing and talking and saying, hey, what's this family situation? What's the mom's name? Where do they live? Where do they work? Hey, let's see if we can do something. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's the difference in driving 56 in a 55 and driving 75 in a 55. If a coach is giving money out, then that's kidnapping compared to driving 56 to 55, maybe. I just hope that makes a little bit of sense. And in summary, because I don't want you to shoot the messenger here. First of all, let me say this. If you give players money, what is that? Really, what are you doing? You choose to give player money so you feel better about yourself. You know you're doing it wrong, right? You know you shouldn't be doing it. So you're a cheater and a liar and you, what kind of person would do that? With that said, this is different because this is not a booster accusing another booster of cheating. It's not to the level of a coach accusing another coach of cheating. But in case you just get in the car, in case you hadn't seen it, two Auburn football players tweeted out yesterday implying that Georgia bought George Pickens away from Auburn. So, to me, that is news. Fair?
Big news.
Okay. If we did a show every day on a fan accusing another fan of paying somebody, that's all we talk about, and it'd be boring, and it'd be Feinbaum Radio, SEC Feinbaum Radio. I'm not doing that show. But if you have two players on multiple tweets accusing another SEC school of cheating, then I think that's kind of newsworthy.
What happens to the booster in that situation? Say they get caught.
The university disassociates you. You can't buy season tickets and you can't give money to them and you don't have any more access to anything.
No legal ramifications.
No, they're not breaking a law. They're a private citizen. Right, they're not breaking a law. You could give money to anybody you want to give money to. Now, the player now, once you reach, I don't know what the money is now, what the number is now, but if the family takes money, if it's more than a certain amount of money, you got to report that as income. So they're breaking the law.
Yeah, it's a gift, up to a gift.
Up to a certain amount. I don't know
that
amount
is. Is it 5 grand? Is something like that?
No, it's more than that. A year. Let's guess. Some accountant's going to tell us this. Let's guess. I'm going to guess $15,000 a year. What do you guess?
I think it's like 5 grand.
It's more than that.
As like a one-time gift that you don't have to report?
Yes, more than 5,000, I think. Because I know people who say, hey, when you, it's your family, they get money from Christmas every single year for families. Like, it's a gift. You can give people a gift. They're not breaking that. They're
getting more than 5 grand as a gift every Christmas?
Certain people do.
Man, my family sucks.
And on top of that, they're listening right now.
My dad is listening right now.
Yeah.
Says it's 15.
Is it really?
Yeah. So I'm going to go with the financial advisor.
But no, you should have gone with me.
I know it. Well, you were right. You were both right.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not a financial advisor. Good deal, man. How about that? Hit that ball. Hit that home run.
Yeah, my family stinks.
I know. They're not giving you a dime, are they? Well, they've given you an awful lot. They give you a chance at life. Did I tell you my one quick Brad Hughes story?
30 for couples.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
So what you do, you get $30,000 a year tax-free.
So, Dad, I mean, come off of it.
Here's what your dad needs to do, right?
Yeah.
Because your dad's a multi-gazillionaire.
That is wildly inaccurate.
You have 4 kids, right?
Yep.
All right. He could give you and Kristen, when y'all get married this summer, he'd give you $30K. He gives 15 to Caleb, 15 to Hannah, 15 to Sam.
Yeah.
How about me knowing all your brother's sisters' names?
Yeah, that's nice.
Pretty good, huh? I
appreciate that.
So every year, that's, let me see, 40, what is that? 75,000. Is that right? Yeah, 75,000. And that's, he wouldn't have to pay the inheritance on it. Just give it to you every single year. 75K.
There you go.
What's your dad's name?
Kyle.
Yeah, Kyle. There you go. Got it all figured out, man. You can do it. All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back. Your reaction to this, is this a big deal as I'm making out to be, or am I reaching on this? I mean,
I think it's a big deal because of the place it's coming from.
Because
it's not who from where. What was the name you made up in the place?
Andy from Opa-locka.
Auburn Andy from Opa-locka.
Mm-hmm. It's two Auburn football players. I think it's a big deal. If an NFL guy accused another NFL guy cheating and tweeted about it, it'd be a big deal too. So we'll see. Hey, let me tell you about our great friends at Trehel, TREHEL.com. Get in touch with them and building your next home, not home, building your next office, building your next church, building your next bank, building your next multifamily units. Building, actually going in. I love the adaptive reuse things that they do. The great folks at Trehel pride themselves in relationship base, and they know that in the end that they're not in the building business. They're in the people business, and it's all about relationships, and it's all about what they do for you and how they, what they can, relationships that come out of it. And part of that is the fact that their process yields to that. There's not an architect and a builder, and there's not blueprints going back and forth, and there's not, it's all about people getting together and talking to people, and people getting together and having the right solutions, and people getting together and make these decisions. That's what it's about. It's not an on paper thing. It's a people business for them. To find out more about how you can get a lasting building and lasting relationships on top of that that you will cherish both, get in touch with Trail. 800-319-7006. 800-319-7006. We'll take a break, come back. Short break. And then one open phone line segment. I got some tweets to get to, some texts to get to, and then Paul Strelo, 805.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show. Co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7, Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m. only on 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard. Our bodies naturally only use 10 to 25% of the protein we consume for muscle building. With Optinos, over 70% of the protein you consume will be used for muscle repair and development rather than just being used for fuel. Optinos works on the genetic level that activates protein synthesis in muscle tissues to help the body build more muscle faster. This allows your body to break down carbs and fats into energy. Order Optinos at upstatemuscle.com. That's upstatemuscle.com. Never waste a workout.
Samantha Porter, environmental educator, ready to encourage you. Pizza boxes, shipping and packaging boxes, appliance boxes are all examples of cardboard that is easy to recycle. Did you know that every school in Anderson County recycles their cardboard? And you can too. Did you know that cardboard generates the most recycling dollars, which allows our convenience centers to remain open and free to our residents? Anderson County Solid Waste is here to serve and help. 260-1001.
I'm Bridget, executive health coach at the Health Dare. My clients are raving about the results they're having at the Health Dare. At iDareGreenville.com, you'll see testimonials of real people saying our methods reverse their symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just a matter of weeks. In fact, our team promises to help you reverse your symptoms in 30 days or your money back. It's so easy and sustainable. There's only two things you can't eat, and you don't even have to go to the gym. I did the program and lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days. They say we're reversing symptoms of diabetes, high blood pressure, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, and IBS. So what are you waiting for? Don't wait any longer. It's time for a change. Go to iDareGreenville.com to book your free consultation with a health coach. I dare you. That's iDareGreenville.com.
If you're looking for a great passenger car tire or great all-terrain for your truck, look no farther than Steve's Tire and Service Center in Easley. Yokohama Ascent GT and the Yokohama G-Lander AT G015. The Ascent GT carries a 65,000-mile limited tread life warranty with a smooth and quiet ride. The G-Lander AT G015 is perfect for the highway and off-road when it's required. Give Steve's Tire and Service a call at 859-1361 or online at stscnow.com.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
He's a celebrity, but he has a simple soul.
Now, back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town good to me.
Friends at First Class Halt, you're going to love what they do. You're going to love First Class Halt. February specials are here. Get 14% off labor on your first Class Halt previous recommendations. You know, Valentine's Day is the 14th. I like that. And get $100 off any Halt. That's Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota timing belt package. $100 off. Both going on now, both in Greenville and in Anderson. How about in Anderson right now? Anderson only right now. The First Class Halt offer on a diagnostic check for only $99. That's amazing. This is the office or the old Honda dealership. You're going to love it. Halt, Honda, Acura, Lexus, and Toyota's our friends over at Halt. Check out all of their specials online right now at firstclasshalt.com. Again, if you have a Honda, an Acura, Lexus, or Toyota, just take it in. Get a little diagnostic test. $99. What a great deal. Firstclasshalt.com. And go by and see those great folks and see how that works out for you. Quickly, before we get to the phone calls, you know the state of Alabama this year, Mr. War 24? Georgia goes in and gets two of the three five-stars in the state. They get Clay Webb out of Oxford. They get George Pickens out of Hoover. The only other five-star in the state, according to Rivals.com, Bo Nix, quarterback, went to Auburn. Alabama had the nation's number one class, according to some, but didn't get any of the five-stars in the state. When was the last time that happened, that Alabama went zero and five for five-stars in Alabama? Interesting. William is in Traveler's Rest, where I was yesterday. Good morning, William. How you doing?
What's going on, Mr. Pitt? money attracts money. And shouldn't the headline read, Georgia pays more for a player than Auburn was willing to give?
I don't know.
Wasn't there a player a few years back that played quarterback and went on to play for the Panthers that definitely took some money?
Yeah, his dad got $200,000 to rebuild a church.
I guess it's okay for Georgia to pay the kid's parents for him to come there, but it's not okay for Auburn to do that, or how are they viewing that? I just wouldn't want my players out, throwing rocks at a glass house here.
Yeah, I can see that, man. That, to me, again, that's the story that boosters can say anything, fans can say anything about each other. I get all that. But, man, you got players out here saying it now, two of them. And it wasn't like they're saying, hey, could this be happening? No. With their emojis and what they're saying, we better start doing it, the money bags emoji. And, you know, the best, my favorite one is when he says, when the Auburn player says, just know we know. Pretty interesting stuff, I think that's fascinating.
Where do you think the NCAA shows up first, Auburn or Georgia?
Oh no, the NCAA won't do anything to anybody now. They're Missouri. North Carolina.
So why does it even matter? Because it's like they always find a loophole in getting around it, but yet it's always the major story of not supposed to be doing it, but yeah, we find out about it, we're not going to do anything.
If there's no deterrence,
yeah,
then what are we doing?
You get pulled over for doing 75 at a 45, and you always get a warning.
Well, guess what? I'm going to be doing 75 if I'm in a hurry.
I don't understand it, but I definitely wouldn't want my players out there accusing another team of that. I mean, it's one thing, like you said, for a booster or the casual fan or whatnot, but not your players. I think that's going to draw more attention to it than anything.
See, I think that's, to me, one of the storylines is, what does Gus Malzahn say about this? What does he say to Anthony Swartz? And what does he say to Miller, Quintus Miller? What does he say to these guys? How does Auburn handle that today? Interesting stuff.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Go Tigers. They looked good last night. I hope we continue the win streak.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Big game on Saturday against Virginia Tech. No doubt about it. William, I appreciate the phone call.
Have a good day.
Thanks an awful lot. Years ago, when Steve Spurrier was at Florida and he turned in Alabama over the offensive lineman over a truck, he wrote a letter to the Alabama 80, I told you this a few weeks ago, and it says, look, yeah, his name's Justin Smiley. He goes, yeah, we know you bought Smiley a truck. Did I go over this the other day, Zach? I think I talked about it the other day. Spurrier was at Florida. There's a highly recruited kid named Justin Smiley, offensive lineman, who, by the way, didn't turn out to be anything. He signs at Alabama, but he says, look, we know that you bought him a truck. We know the year, the make, the color. We know where you bought it from. And by the way, we have turned you into the NCAA. And then he then says, and if you didn't do it, then you don't have anything to be worried about. But you have to be worried about it because you know you did it. I like that, man. You know what? If I'm a coach, I'm turning people in. You cheat against me, I'm turning people in.
Snitches get stitches.
That's fine. Give me some stitches. But
don't, sew me up.
Hey, like I said many times before here now, don't kill the messenger.
That's true.
You're the one that did the crime. Oh, it's bro code. No, bro. This ain't that, bro. Get somebody else. Boogie's back with us in Columbia. Good morning, Boogie. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm sorry about the phone call earlier. I don't know what happened. That's I believe Harvey Updike got in my phone or something.
He poisoned your phone. Yeah.
Hey, listen. When the Y barn caught on fire, that was my first instinct. Does anybody know where this man's at? Because if he would do Auburn's trees over that game after that beatdown, I would not put it past
him. I'm with you, buddy.
Hey, listen, Mickey, I agree with you, man. No, you're not making more out of this. When players start complaining, listen, that's on a whole different level. Because there is an unwritten code, but when the players start breaking that code, hey, there's something there. My mom used to say, everybody can't be lying. And I was about to make a post this morning after looking over Tennessee's class and now that Philip Fulmer's back, I was about to make a post about within the next 3 years they could possibly be on probation. But I said, you know what? That would be a crazy, meaningless post because Tennessee's probably sitting there thinking they can't do anything to us until they do something with Georgia first because Georgia's been kind of blatant with it in the last couple of years. I mean, when you look at some of the tweets that these recruits have sent out about insinuating money and decommitting and come on, man, everybody can't be lying. I mean, but listen, it don't matter to me. As long as it's not showing up at the end of the year in them national championship games, do you. But, you know, I'm just glad to be a Tiger, and I think you're on the right track here. But listen, there's more schools out there doing it than not. So
let me ask you this, Boogie. Let me ask you this. Do you agree with me in that there's going to be – I'm not shocked if UConn football has a booster that does something. I don't think you can stop that. I don't think if it's a Utah State booster that does something for players, buys players, or gives players money or cars or jobs. That's not shocking to me. Would you be shocked if Wake Forest had a one rogue booster? Can you ever stop that?
No. You're never going to stop it, Nicky. Yeah. I mean, let me tell you something. Boosters have got so smart with it now. It's not cash anymore. It's being put on these prepaid cards, Netspends, and PayPals, and they can put up the 500 on one where they're giving out 20 at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, and if a recruit needs more money, just call this guy up. But, see, he's not even dealing with it. They got people to do it for him. In case they get caught, they don't have to be disassociated from the program.
Right.
So they done got smart with it, man. Listen, it's a game, but like I say, do you, as long as we keep winning these national championships and you're not showing up in those games, hey, don't bother me, man. But y'all have a great day, Mickey.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate the phone call, Boogie. We'll see. We'll see what comes out of it. Looking forward to I'd like to see Auburn's response. We'll see what that looks like. When we come back, we're going to get to Paul Strelo. And then, Mr. Orr 24, we got a couple of guys that made some statements yesterday here at Clemson. Be thinking about this, Zach. Brandon Streeter said it's Clemson now that's the standard in college football. Have you seen his quotes? So it's not really Alabama. And he says it's Clemson now. Here's a quick quote. Be thinking about this. Say it's been incredible. It's hard to argue that we've dominated that game. And for us to be able to go in the state of Alabama and recruit like we've done the last 2 years, things have been changing. It's just proof. He says people just don't really pay attention to it. Nothing. This is Dabo. Nothing happened to Alabama. They played a better team that day. Simple as that. Alabama's unbelievable. They're 14-1. They did an amazing job. An amazing job. We just had a better team. That's my message before the game. I told them earlier on, we've got the best team in the country right here. I've told them it all year. Tonight you get a chance to prove it. And that's what they did, and they left no doubt. Now, Streeter says this quickly. Obviously, Alabama's an unbelievable program, but we're the best one right now, and it's hard to argue that. It's so neat to see our team this year, and especially our seniors go out through the transition of losing in 2015, beating them in 16, losing again in 17, and going out on a high note and beating them this past year. I think it's a big statement winning by 4 touchdowns. The coolest thing about the game was the last drive, over a 10-minute drive, the longest drive in school history, started at the -1, ended up at the 5 or 4 yard line, and stopped when let the clock run out. Pretty special. So it's hard to argue that we're the best one right now, Brandon Streeter. So be thinking about that, how Alabama reacts to that. And maybe this is a rivalry deal now. Maybe instead of saying, that the real Carolinas in North Carolina and USC's in Southern Cal. Maybe it's, we just call it Alabama around here now. Maybe it's, that's the true rivalry now. Maybe the shots have been fired by Dabo. And you know, I believe in Dabo. I believe when he said it right. The best team. I know this. I know all year long that he did tell his team. I've been told that you're the best team in America. You just don't know it yet. Well, I think America knows it. And I do think it's interesting Dabo made a comment on it. Everybody's going, what's wrong with Bama? What's wrong with Bama? When I got back to the hotel in Santa Clara, California, San Jose, California, the ESPN had a whole segment on what did Alabama do wrong. I tell you what they did wrong. They played Clemson that night. The better team won. And if you line it up again, the better team will win again. So Dabo kind of making a statement. Brandon Streeter making a statement. I like it, guys. Good stuff there. Hey, my friends at Katichi want you to call in. And Shannon Howell sent me a text yesterday saying, yeah, I really messed up on this one. I did. Friends, it's 76 degrees today. But there's a winter special at 42.50. It's going to be 60 degrees next week. Next weekend, 65, 68 degrees next week. But yet, special right now in Katichi at 42.50. We can prioritize certain things certain times of the year. Get out and play it. Look, this is an amazing weather. Why not take advantage of it? Skip out on whatever meaningless thing else you had to do today and enjoy some vitamin D. Isn't that what you get in the sun, Mr. Or 24, vitamin D? Get some vitamin D in the system today. Get out with some fresh air. See some great some wildlife and some beautiful land today. Get out and go see our great friends at Katichi. CATECHEE.com. Now, look, maybe not Sunday. Maybe it's going to be 44 degrees on Sunday. So your normal Sunday game, hey, move it back. Get some work done at the office on Sunday afternoon. But, boy, today, get out there and play. And I know they'd love to have you over. Short drive right here from the upstate, right to Hartwell, Georgia. CATECHEE.com. Our friends at Katichi. We missed Paul Strelo last week. So when we come back, we'll ask him about a junior day, ask him about signing day yesterday, and ask him about anything else that that happened in the last 2 weeks when it comes to football recruiting. Should be a lot of fun. Zach and Mickey, hour number 3 when you return after this.